Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is our midweek edition. It's Wednesday, November the 12th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to get things rolling with the mayor of the town of Marana, Ed Honey, will be joining us momentarily on our live line to talk about the second of two forums about why the town of Marana needs a $20 million police facility at its municipal complex. The police chief of Marana is going to be hosting this event at 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Marana Operations Center. Let's welcome now the mayor of Marana, Ed Honey. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Wanted to talk a little bit about this new police facility. I guess the council has already pretty much signed off on this. Is this correct?
Well, we picked the location. We had two or three places around town, and since we have a 20-acre parcel here at the Marana Municipal Complex on the north end, we decided to that the best place to build the station would be here.
Is the current station just too crowded?
That's what's happening. We have two stations. We have one here at the Marana Municipal Complex, the main station, and then we have a station on Ina and the freeway at our operations center as well. But we're kind of a victim of our own success. Our town is growing so quickly, and we have so many people moving here, and we have so many businesses moving here, that because of the number of police personnel we have now, we just outgrown what we had, what we were working out of.
And this particular facility will be, I guess, a state-of-the-art. We'll have everything that the police need, including some training areas?
Absolutely. It'll have a firing range, training areas for our officers, meeting rooms when they have larger meetings, and upgraded locker facilities. We have about 85 uniform officers now, and we have locker capacity for about half that many.
Now,
so we need a lot of things.
Mayor, how will this be paid for?
Well, what I think it seems to be coming down to is probably a sales tax for maybe 4 years, I'm looking at. If we do a half cent, in 4 years, we would raise $20 million. And it would just be a short window. You would charge the tax for 4 years. When you pay for the police facility, it would come back off.
How much does Marana depend on these photo radar enforcement units that a lot of people associate with your neighbors?
We don't have them.
You don't have them there.
I mean, we have radar in our cars and stuff, but we don't have units. We're not going to do that.
Because some say that's a big revenue thing, but you say the outcry would just, there's no need for that.
People really find that unpopular, and, you know, so we don't really need to do that.
Now, this forum tomorrow, I should point out, it will be on at your facility, the Operations Center, 5100 West Ina Road. But now there will also be a couple of public hearings, one coming up here shortly on November 18th and December the 2nd, and those will be at 7 p.m. Again, that will be over at the Marana Municipal Complex. So this is not a done deal. This is more of an information, I guess, event. Tomorrow, and then there'll be the public hearing.
Absolutely. We did a half-cent sales tax once before, back before the RTA. And we went out and did our due diligence, talked to all of our homeowners groups, the businesses, and everybody else. And at that time, it was for some transportation. And then we approved it from the dais. You know, I didn't get one letter of complaint, because we went out and talked to the folks. We're doing the same thing now. Our chief is meeting with everybody. He's met with all the big box stores. He's met with Simon Mall. He's met with all kinds of people and told them that if we want to maintain this extremely high level of police proficiency, we're going to need some some new facilities that are larger and can accommodate what they need to do.
All right. 790-2040 if anyone would like to ask the mayor of Marana, Ed Honey, a question. Now would be a great opportunity. How about the Tucson Premium Outlets? What can you give us an update? We haven't spoken with you in a couple of months. What's right. going on with that?
We did the groundbreaking last week. There were probably a couple hundred people there, including a couple VPs from Simon. They are already pouring foundations and floors over there, and they expect that mall with its 90 stores to be open in late September.
Well, are these high-end stores or what?
They are. I mean, it's pretty much everything. There are so many stores. Take tennis shoes, for example. Converse would have a store, Reebok would have a store, Nike would have a store. They really have a lot of specialty shops in them. They have Coach and off Fifth Avenue and a lot of those stores as well. But these aren't a bunch of seconds. This is first quality material, and the reason you're able to save money is Simon is the largest mall developer in the world, and they're just able to bring all these people together.
Is this going to help the economy of Marana? Are you going to create some jobs up there?
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I figure it'll create about 800 jobs and, you know, a couple million dollars a year in sales tax. And it's just going to be tremendously beneficial all the way around.
How's that location? I guess it's, what, I-10 and is it Linda Vista Boulevard?
No, well, it's I-10 and Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Off of Twin Peaks between Linda Vista and the freeway. It's a perfect location, very visible from the freeway. And, you know, Twin Peaks is the newest interchange built in southern Arizona. And very wide, four-lane each way, and state-of-the-art. So access to this mall will be so easy from I-10 or Linda Vista or Twin Peaks.
Are you getting any complaints about potholes in Marana?
You know, I wouldn't say that we don't occasionally get one, but we don't have the issues that some of our neighbors have. We've been staying on top of our roads. We have a 5-year transportation plan, and we schedule our roads to be sealed. And, you know, if you oil and chip seal your roads every 4 or 5 years, you can stretch them out to double the time that they were actually built to maintain. And so we've been fortunate enough to stay ahead of that for now.
There was a big event over the weekend. We are now going to have a veterans cemetery here in the Tucson metropolitan area, and it's going to be in Marana. Were you at that event?
I was. I actually spoke at that event, and I'm proud to be a veteran myself, with VFW 5990, life member. But this is going to be such an asset for our region. It's one of three veteran cemeteries that are paid for by the federal government and operated by the state. That would be Ted Boat, Tucsonan, who runs that department. And we're just thrilled to death. It is going to be such an asset for our region, and absolutely a tremendous asset to the town of Marana. So,
where is it located, Mayor?
It's at Luckett Road and I-10. And what we're doing right now, we received some monies from PAG to improve Luckett Road. It's going to cost about $1 million, and it'll take about a year to build that. And that's about how long it's going to take to get the cemetery up and running, you know, to where they have water and power and get the land built up and everything else. But we're very excited about that.
This is the third veteran cemetery in the state, and I guess before this one came or is going to come online, folks had to go down to Sierra Vista locally. Is that correct?
That's correct. Sierra Vista and actually kind of Black Canyon City up between Phoenix and Flag is where the other one is. And they only allow them within a 75-mile radius. And if you draw a radius around both of those other cemeteries, you get about a 10-mile stretch in northern Marana. So that's where this one will be built.
Any military veteran, I suppose, would be eligible. They have to have an honorable discharge, of course.
Yeah, I think it's anything but dishonorable. But I mean, it could be a general or something like that. But I think any veteran or spouse can be buried at no cost. That's my understanding, and I'm not inside on that. But I'm actually holding, my dad passed away a year ago, and he is a World War II veteran. I'm holding his cremation till they open this cemetery because I'm going to inter him there. So.
And we do want to thank you, Mayor, for your service to this country. Veterans Day, of course, yesterday. You were in the Navy Seabees building.
I was in the Seabees, yes.
building things during the Vietnam War. And as you say, you're a proud member of VFW Post 5990 in Marana.
Yes, sir, I am. You know, it's a great organization, and all of our veterans, the young men and women that are coming back now from Afghanistan and Iraq and places around the world, I think that we as citizens need to show them some respect and do as much for them as we can.
Okay, Mayor, thank you very much. Mayor Ed Honey, thanks for visiting with us during your lunch hour. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot. Mayor Ed Honey with us on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Lots going on up in the town of Marana. Pushing 1216, there's a lot going on at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, and we're going to tell you about that right after this.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here.
Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Phil Harlow.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sluth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
I know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back to the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Be a great weekend to take a little road trip 3 hours east of Tucson approximately, and that will put you in a beautiful area of southwest New Mexico, mile-high elevation, the Gila National Wilderness, which was really the nation's first wilderness, really beautiful. There's still quite a bit of autumn color up there, and great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat or Cottage of Whispering Canyon, the full list of many places to stay, several dozen listed at southwestnewmexico.org. Also, they have a great list of many, many things to do. Well, one of the wonderful things to do, and it's right in our own backyard, is the Tucson Botanical Gardens. This is a big, big anniversary year for the Tucson Botanical Gardens, 40 years. As a midtown oasis, and it's really a place that everybody, I think, should sample at least. It's really in the urban area, kind of a, well, it is, it's an oasis. Melissa DeOria is with us. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How
about
you?
Sorry, I screwed up your name a little bit.
That's okay.
Melissa is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Big year. This was a property that was originally developed by the Porter family.
That's correct. It's actually a really nice story. It's a couple, the Porters, Rutger and Bernice Porter. They moved onto the property in the 30s, and they built what is partially now the Botanical Gardens. It started with a small adobe home, and then as they had three children, they added on. Mr. Porter actually ran a nursery out of the property, and as the years went on, they just kept planting, and it just became the huge 5.5-acre property that we have now.
And then they bequested this as kind of their gift to our community?
That's right. Mrs. Porter, after her husband died, she lived on the property, and she really just couldn't bear to see the property bulldozed and turned into a shopping center. So she worked with the city of Tucson, and in 1974, it was bequested to the organization known as the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
And the whole portfolio of what is now included in the gardens continues to grow, doesn't it? You've even got a dining facility there?
Absolutely. We continue to add on all the time. We do have a cafe on site, Cafe Botanica.
I've heard some good things about that.
It's now, really wonderful.
Give us the hours for that.
Sure. It's open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's open for breakfast and lunch. It's really great. The woman who took over the cafe last summer, so it's been about a year and a half, really wanted to focus on sustainable ingredients and really tack on to, you know, the mission of the garden. So we use eggs from our chickens on site. She uses basil and herbs, and everything is made from scratch. So we're really proud of the product she puts out, and the food is amazing and speaks for itself.
So folks can go there if they want to meet a business associate or something. That'd be a great place to go to lunch.
It's a great place to go to lunch, and you're right in the middle of the garden. So beautiful scenery.
Do you have to be a member to go to the cafe?
You have to be a member to get in for free. If you pay admission, then you can eat at the gardens. But you do have to either be a member or pay admissions.
And membership is something I do want to talk about because it's really affordable, isn't it?
I think people don't realize that it's really affordable. For a family of four, it's $60 for the year, which enables you and your family to get in free every single time, as many times as you want throughout the year. On top of that, you get a discount in the gift shop. You get a discount on tickets to events. So it's just incredibly affordable. It pays for itself after one time of paying admission.
You have a butterfly garden?
We do. Actually, we have two butterfly gardens. We have the butterfly exhibit, which is the butterfly magic exhibit, which is open October to May. That's a tropical greenhouse that's filled with about 300 different butterflies at a given time. We get a shipment of the pupa about every week, and they hatch on site, and then we release them in the greenhouse, and it's pretty great to be surrounded by all those butterflies.
Yeah, I've been in other communities where, you know, traveling, I've seen botanical gardens have this butterfly exhibit going up, and I wondered about how those are supplied. I guess there's a supplier that does this.
Yeah, we get them actually from all over the world. Yeah. I mean, I think the interesting thing is, I think people think, oh, they ship these live butterflies, but that's not how it works. They actually ship us the pupa, or what people know as a chrysalis. Uh-huh. And then I think one of the coolest things of the exhibit is we hang them in what we call the emergence room. And when folks walk by, you can actually see the butterflies hatching from the pupa. And from there, we move them into the greenhouse.
There's a plant sale. You do that as well?
We do the weird plant sale, which is in the summer. We usually do it in June. I'm not sure what the dates for next year, but we have such a wide variety of vendors from all the other over southern Arizona with interesting succulents, rare plants, and that's a lot of fun.
And Melissa, you have the Luminaria Nights coming up. That's over two weekends. This should be a lot of fun in early December.
Exactly. Yep. So that's coming up December 5th, 6th, and 7th. And then the following weekend, December 12th, 13th, and 14th. And that's a really fun holiday event in the evening. We have thousands of luminarias, twinkling lights, holiday decor. Santa's going to be there. Food vendors. It's just a really nice holiday event to enjoy with your family and friends.
You know, in that 5+ acres, you really managed to showcase different plants from our region, don't you? I mean, you really
do.
There's a lot crammed in. And I don't want to use, maybe that isn't the proper word, crammed, but it is beautifully spaced out.
It is, yeah. We actually describe it as we have 17 different scaled gardens. So there's sort of 17 different separate areas. One of those is the historical garden, which sort of ties into the 40th anniversary. A lot of the plants in that area were planted in the 1920s and 30s. So we have these huge mature trees from that era, which is very neat. We also have, of course, the cactus and succulent garden to showcase some of the native varieties we have here. But we also have a native crops garden, a wildflower garden, the native butterfly garden. So that's sort of the other one that's outside. But the specific plants are meant to attract the butterflies. And so that's also a pretty nice area to visit.
If you're a gardener, you can get great advice too.
Absolutely. And on top of that, we have classes. I think a lot of people don't realize that we have classes year round, all about a variety of topics having to do with gardening in Southern Arizona.
Our friend, State Senator Steve Farley, who is also, folks may not realize it, he's an outstanding public artist, does a lot of artwork. The old cattle tank and swimming pool, I guess, that the Porters had, that was installed and built originally in 1938. Steve's put together some really interesting stuff, decorating with photographic tiles.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, so as you mentioned, the cattle tank area, which actually used to be the swimming pool for the Porter kids and their friends, We wanted to come up with a way to commemorate that area and some of the historical photos that we have. So Steve Farley, this was before my time at the gardens, he put together a photo montage with tiles in the cattle tank area. So that's really beautiful. And there's stories and a timeline going along with it. So that's definitely something to check out when you're at the gardens.
Melissa DeOria, thank you very much for being with us. What is the best place to go to find out about all that you have going on?
The website, of course, is the best place. TucsonBotanical.org have all of our classes and events. And if you become a member of the gardens, you get a beautiful newsletter in the mail 4 times a year with all that information as well.
Well, it's a great treasure right in Midtown. And for folks who don't know where it is, I suppose we should definitely give directions.
We should. It's right in the middle of town. We are on Grant and Alvernon, 2150 North Alvernon. It's right in the middle of town. But once you're in there, you wouldn't believe you're right in the middle of town.
And going by there on Alvernon, folks have probably noticed that spectacular archway gate.
Yeah.
I like that very much.
It's beautiful. We just added to it a little bit, and it glows at night. And
wow. Cool. Melissa, thank you very much. Congratulations, 40th anniversary of a Tucson treasure, the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Thanks a lot. Have a great holiday
season. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of handwoven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
It's fall 1621. And the pilgrims are readying their crops, but in the turkey barn, trouble is brewing.
We cannot stand for this injustice. All turkeys are equal. Just some of us are more equal than others. We shall not end up on a dinner table. We will escape.
Oh no, we must capture those turkeys.
I can fix that, Governor. I'm an auto mechanic.
Eustace Emery, mechanic? Strange no one's invented the automobile yet. Oh well, if you can capture the turkeys, do it.
And so Thanksgiving was saved because Eustace Emery invented the Plymouth Arrow and recaptured the turkeys.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. Or perfectionautoworks.com, 323-8650.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Time for our focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. The segment is about specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us now on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Andrew Goodman, who specializes in small animal surgery at Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson. Dr. Goodman, how are you?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about laparoscopic surgery. Most of us with two legs, the humankind, we know a little bit about it. It's being used very widely in the medical arena. What is it, and how does it pertain to animals?
So basically, with the traditional abdominal surgery, you have to create a very large incision in the animal's belly to access the organs or to accomplish whatever surgical goal you have set in mind. With laparoscopic surgery, instead of utilizing a very large incision, you use very small incisions with special instruments and a camera. So the nice thing is that instead of having a very large incision, you have these very small incisions, so the patient tends to be much more comfortable after surgery. And you can see things better than you normally would be able to with a regular surgery. And I found exactly what you said. You know, many of my clients have had either themselves had laparoscopic surgery, or members of their family have had this form of surgery, and are now asking about it for their pets for the same reasons that they had it done.
Yeah, and I had it done over a couple of year period, both hernias, both sides, done laparoscopically, and it was not a bad experience at all compared to, I guess, what it would be with the old way of doing it. And we want our companion animals not to have to go through a lot of discomfort after the operation. So it seems like it's the natural way to go, if possible. And that brings me to the next question: what procedures and what can be done for an animal this way?
Sure. I'd say the most common surgery that I perform laparoscopically in animals is sterilization of female dogs and cats by removing the ovaries. It differs a little bit in terms of a spay. So when people think of a spay, what you're doing is removing the ovaries and the uterus. With a laparoscopic ovariectomy, or just removal of the ovaries, we do leave the uterine body in place. But the nice thing about that is that we can accomplish our goals in a very minimally invasive fashion, just with a few very small incisions. And there have been studies showing that that type of sterilization allows animals to recover more quickly and more thoroughly compared to traditional open spay. So that's probably the most common surgery that I'll do in this way.
What's the literature say about any problems, Dr. Goodman, with only removing the ovaries?
It's interesting because in Europe, it's the most common way that dogs and cats are spayed. They only remove the ovaries. So a lot of the literature comes from Europe, and they've been doing it this way for a number of years and really haven't had much in the way of problems. The only risks really could be, you know, you are leaving the uterus in the animal's body. So anytime you have an organ in the body, you can have cancer that develops there when you're older. It's very uncommon for dogs to get cancer of the uterus. And if it does happen, the vast majority are benign. People always ask, you know, can you still have signs of heat or anything like that? And that really isn't the case because that's all derived from the hormones of the ovary, and those are removed. And people also ask, you know, can you still get an infection in the uterus? Because there is something called pyometra, which is a uterine infection that can happen in dogs that are intact or still have all their reproductive organs. And really, it doesn't happen as long as you remove the ovaries, because the infection that dogs get, this pyometra, happens because of the hormones of the ovary as well. So overall, you know, you accomplish your goals of sterilization, being obviously the animal can't get pregnant, and also you don't have signs of heat. And because you're able to accomplish this in a minimally invasive fashion, I think the benefits outweigh those very low risks.
I've heard something about GDV. Is that being used also laparoscopically?
Yeah, so basically GDV stands for gastric dilatation and volvulus, and that's just a fancy way of saying that the stomach twists on itself. Owners of dogs who are large breed dogs are probably familiar with this condition because it's a very scary disease. If the dog's stomach does twist on itself, unfortunately, the dog can die if they don't get treatment quickly. So one thing that we do perform laparoscopically nowadays is where we suture the stomach to the body wall, and because the stomach is then sutured in place, it can't flip anymore. So laparoscopic-assisted gastropexy, which is the suturing of the stomach wall, is something we do perform commonly.
And moving on to other laparoscopic surgeries in dogs, what's on the horizon?
It's an exciting time for laparoscopic surgery in animals because a lot of the surgeries that have become commonplace in people are now becoming available for dogs. That would include removing the gallbladder for obstructive gallbladder disease, removing bladder stones, removing foreign objects from the gastrointestinal tract. There really are you know, a number of different indications for this technology. Some of the techniques are still in their infancy and are being developed currently, but others are becoming more and more common, specifically biopsying organs in the body, such as the liver, and a number of other things, like removing adrenal tumors. And, you know, we're kind of in the infancy of this technology in veterinary medicine, but, you know, I think it's certainly worthwhile to, like you said, keep our animals as comfortable as they can after surgery, and this is so far the best way we have to do that.
How about cats? We haven't talked about cats.
Yeah. Cats can certainly be treated in the same fashion as dogs. It sometimes is a little bit more tricky just because they're such, you know, they're smaller. But we have done spayed cats laparoscopically, or biopsied liver organs, biopsied kidneys. There are a number of different indications. Cats have lagged a little bit behind dogs, purely, I think, because of the decreased amount of room you have to work in a cat's abdomen. But that's coming along as well.
And now, of course, there's the cost factor. We all know that it is expensive, the equipment that to do these laparoscopic surgeries.
Yeah, it is a little more expensive because you can imagine there is a lot of expensive equipment and training that goes into doing these surgeries. But I think that most owners would find that we are able to maintain quite a reasonable cost with these procedures, especially compared to human medicine. And I think that if anyone had concerns about the cost associated with the surgery, I'd ask that they just call in and we can give them, you know, a quick unofficial estimate.
Yeah, and come by or come by Veterinary yeah. Specialty Center and talk with you and check it out, because, again, as I said at the beginning of the interview, what we want for our companion animal is that animal to have we don't want them to have a lot of discomfort after any procedure, just like with a human, correct?
Oh, definitely. I think the real goal with laparoscopy is to accomplish our goals in a safe manner and to allow the animal to recover as quickly and as pain-free as possible. And not every case is a good case for a laparoscopic surgery, but I would encourage any owner that's interested to make an appointment with myself or one of the other surgeons here at VSCOT, and we can talk it over.
Dr. Andrew Goodman, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me.
Dr. Andrew Goodman, who specializes in small animal surgery at Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson. We've been talking about laparoscopic surgery, which is one of his specialties. Remember, Veterinary Specialty Center, North La Cunada Drive and West River Road, on the web at VSCOT, that's VSCOT.com, Veterinary Specialty Center at Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Uninvited, annoying house guests even before the holidays? Five Star Termite and Pest Control has several options to deal with that inconvenience. Our General Pest Control Division has a cornucopia of service options available to remove these embarrassing invaders from your home. And remember, we are talking about annoying house guests with six or more legs, not your obnoxious drunk uncle. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Your kids are grown. The days of ballet recitals and soccer games are over. You're looking forward to the next season of life. It's your time. This is David Clark at Plutus Motor Group, and we have what you're looking for. Late model, low mileage vehicles from Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, BMW, and exotics like Maserati and other fine imports. Visit our indoor showroom and enjoy the Plutus experience at Dodge and Aho, adjacent to Copenhagen, or online at PlutusMotorGroup.com. Plutus Motor Group. It's your time. 529-1000.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th, at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry,
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition. You know, I'm often asked, do I know a good mechanic? Yes, I do. Mike Emery and his team at Perfection Auto Works. I've checked out the operation, and folks, I strongly recommend this locally owned business, PerfectionAutoWorks.com, for all of your automotive needs, conveniently located midtown, just off of Speedway on North Beverly. Let's welcome now Anthony Jimeno, sports journalist who has spent much of the past two decades covering University of Arizona athletics, including covering the football beat for the Arizona Daily Star and TucsonCitizen.com, and most recently providing sports content for KOLD.com. He's also co-written a book on Arizona basketball, 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And he is now the host of Wildcat Basketball pre- and post-game shows on 1290 AM. Boy, you are a busy guy. Plus, you contribute to this program. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. Busy, but good.
Good. It's good to be busy in a very good way, and want to get right into Wildcat football. 7-2, 14th ranked in the country. Have they overachieved, AG, much more than had been expected?
I think so far a little bit. They may be about a game up over what I thought they might be at the beginning of the year, and but as is often the case, it's going to be how they finish in terms of the feeling Arizona fans eventually have about this team. They've got a very good Washington team, not a great Washington team coming in this week, then a really tough road game at Utah, and the one game everybody, I think, is already looking forward to, Arizona State here on the day after Thanksgiving, in what may be one of the biggest, most important rivalry games Arizona and Arizona State have ever played. So there's a lot still to come and a lot to be determined, which kind of makes it exciting.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but did the UCLA game just seem like a little of the air went out of the balloon, and then there was some a little bit of hangover from that game with the Colorado-Buffalo game last week?
I thought Arizona played fairly well last week coming off the Colorado game. Of course, a horrible start to the game, giving up a 75-yard touchdown on the first play. And it took them about a quarter to get going, but that ended up being a pretty good game for them. The UCLA game was strange. I mean, if you would have said well, Arizona is only going to give up 17 points, you also would have thought, yeah, Wildcats are going to definitely win that game. But the offense kind of went missing in action that game. And I somewhat chalk that up to, you know, over the course of a season, games like that happen. Games like that happen to almost every team. It happens to the Alabamas of the world and the Notre Dames of the world and teams like that. And I didn't find it a huge crime that they lost on the road to a UCLA team that people thought before the year could very well be playing for the national title. So I think that's one that before the season you would have thought they would have lost. And they did. They played poorly, and they still kind of had a chance to win.
Yeah,
and that's kind of a positive thing if you really wanted to be a glass half full kind of guy.
You know, I was talking to Greg Byrne. He was on the show yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about this is a great time to be a Wildcat fan with the basketball team and the football team. I can't recall in recent memory where we had kind of this high ranking on both sides. Usually it's like, in the football season, oh gosh, basketball is coming up. If it's been a bad year for the Cats, which they've had a few bad ones, and folks would say, well, at least basketball's coming around. And I do want to ask you about the book. What are some of those things that we should do before we die concerning Wildcat basketball?
That is rather ominous, isn't it? But, you know, most of the chapters in the book, and there's 100 chapters plus some sidebars, so it really ends up being more like 112 or 115 things. You know, most of them are on players or coaches, events, games, things like the Gumbies, things like that. But some of the stuff to do, you know, we went back and I wrote a chapter on, you know, you have to go find the Wild About the Cats video on YouTube. And, you know, if you're a Tucsonan of a certain age, you remember that kind of early rap video the basketball team did back in
88? I remember it.
But you remember that. I remember that because we were here. We lived through it, mm-hmm. And it was so popular and so fun. But that's one of the chapters we've gotten feedback on now that the book's out from younger fans saying, oh, I never knew this. I went and found that on YouTube, and it was great. So there's, you know, we did a chapter on... If you go way back, you know, one of their superstitions back in 1994 when they were in the tournament was they spit in a river before the game.
I didn't know that.
So that was a way into a chapter on superstition. So if you're superstitious about the Cats, go spit into a river. you know, also, if somebody wanted to go back and find the old, you know, you have to watch the great Olsen and Bill Frieder bank commercials from the 1990s.
Again, I remember.
Again, classic. So those are some of the kind of things that we write about in the book in terms of what we think fans should definitely do, you know, soon.
Where do you get the book, Anthony?
They are in local bookstores, the Barnes & Noble, etc. They're online at Amazon and all those kind of booksellers. And Steve Rivera and I, who co-wrote the book, we've already done 3 book signings with Lute Olson around town, and there will be more to come. So you can find us on Facebook if you just search Arizona Fans 100 Things, and there'll be all kind of information there on our upcoming book signings. We hope to do at least a few more before Christmas.
Well, congratulations not only on the book, but this gig coming up for the have you already started the basketball pre- and post-game shows?
No, the first one will be this Friday for the season opener. So that's going to be exciting for the team, for the whole town to get this basketball season going. And I know as a consumer of media that especially the post-game show for basketball is really kind of an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah,
it's the first place that fans can vent or react, and I think that's always kind of a popular a popular thing. So that'll be fun to kind of ride herd over that and see what that brings.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and I'm glad to welcome you into the broadcast world. That's a big deal. The pregame show. How many hours do you do on that? It's 2 hours or something.
It's typically 3 hours.
3 hours. Okay.
Three hours, and then they go to an hour courtside with Brian Jeffries and the gang. So yeah. You know, live radio for that long. What, Bill, could possibly go wrong?
Oh my goodness, I do an hour every day, and I ask that question every day. Anthony, thanks so much. Just one more quick question on basketball: is the team about rated where they should be, one or two in the country?
Oh, definitely. I think by talent, that's where they belong. There's probably about four or five teams you could make a case, kind of bundle them all together at the top. It'll be a fascinating year. I think Sean Miller early has his work cut out for him in terms of getting everybody to fit into the right roles and the chemistry and all that. And it's okay if that's a work in progress early. It's a 5-month journey, so
all right.
It'll be fun.
Anthony Jimeno, we'll look for your work. KOLD.com. We'll look for the book, 100 Things Arizona Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And, of course, your work pre- and post-game shows on 1290 AM. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, Anthony Jimeno with us on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw comes up, another one of our local talk shows. We like to say we have morning, noon, and afternoon local talk. 3 hours of local talk on Wake Up Tucson, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone, and then Bill Buckmaster. Me at 12:04 tomorrow with Ed Alexander. We wish you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.